recorded.
It was fun for them, and I have to say that, you know, if anything that I learned without having power for 4 days is that kids are really resilient.
Now, did you no power, no cable, obviously, because you had no power.
No power, no cable, nothing
no
for
internet.
4 days.
No internet? Oh.
But I guess we were the lucky ones. Some people I know didn't have power for 5 days and 7 days.
I agree with you. I know that. So we were lucky, but the kids were resilient. Did they do things you never thought they would, maybe like play a board game or pick up their room or cook?
Well, you know, it was so cool. I mean, and those were some chilly nights. It did get to be warmer, you know, during the day. But as soon as we found out we didn't have power, the next morning we kind of fled the house and kind of went to neighbors' houses. So they thought that that was the fun part, that they weren't home all day, that they were enjoying a neighbor's house that just happened to have a generator.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just spending the day with them, going to different... So obviously, we did spend the night, two nights, in our house, and it got down to about 43 degrees in the house.
That's pretty darn chilly, buddy. Yeah, you're
pretty
right.
Pretty chilly. And, you know, they just thought it was a fun experience. They didn't have school on that Monday. They, you know, we all slept in the same bed for the two nights in a row. We were sleeping with our, you know, heavy, fuzzy blankets and you know, warm PJs and bathrobes, so that they thought that was pretty funny.
You know, I guess a couple nights you can do, because it becomes an adventure. You know, I felt bad for a lot of people that have newborns or real little ones, because you couldn't really keep them. You had to go to a hotel, and then there's that expense.
Right, and you know, I did hear that some of the hotels were in our area were booked up, and then also I did hear this horrible thing that they were, you know, raising the prices of their hotel rates, which was horrible.
Yeah, I you know what, Anne-Marie, I heard that exact same thing, and I was appalled, because I thought as soon as the governor, Deval Patrick, had declared that state of emergency, that maybe they would have to give you some kind of special emergency rate.
Right. So it was challenging. Like you said, the first couple nights, they were, you know, this is fun, this is exciting. And then by the third night, I said, this is enough. I said, I can't really stay here. I think a lot of the parents that I spoke to, it was the parents that were more freaked out about it, because we were saying that, I don't ever remember not having power, even during the blizzard of 78, like not having power for that long was kind of shocking for us, if it's never happened to you before.
Now, were you here during the ice storm of, what was that, about 3 years ago, right? The December ice storm?
We didn't lose power. I mean, maybe we lost power for a couple hours, but not a lot.
You were one of the lucky ones,
yeah.
Huh? Because...
and even in the September, remember the September storm? There was a lot of folks that lost power for the hurricane, and we didn't lose power then.
You know, but this brings up another can of worms, Anne-Marie, that we got to talk about, and you know, you got the little ones. You know, how many days of school did they miss? Four? Five?
No, they only missed one.
So oh, they only missed one.
We were very lucky. I know a lot of communities, it went from, you know, two to four.
Yeah.
Of lost days. And then obviously they're going to have to, you know, it wasn't even, you know, beginning of November, and they're already, you know, thinking about what are we going to do for the next, you know, when it comes time in June.
So what are the trendy mommies' thoughts on this? Because I was talking to some friends of mine up in Londonderry. And Derry up in southern New Hampshire, I think they were out for a whole week. So that's, you know, here we are. We haven't even, like you say, got into the heavy weather of the winter. What are you going to do? Are you going to make them go to school on Saturdays? Are you eventually going to lose a week of vacation?
Well, yeah, I think each school district is different. I think it's something that they need to vote on. But obviously, a lot of them will cut into the February vacation.
Can you know what? And I was thinking about this, and if there are any kids listening in the audience, don't throw anything at me, but I kind of think we can do away with that February vacation anyway. When I was
don't tell the educators that.
They want it too, right?
But there is, you know, there is some thought to it that you just had your holiday vacation. Right. So that's why a lot of school districts will, in fact, take away that part of the vacation. But there is also different regulations by different towns, enactment they created that kids cannot go past a certain date in June or July, I think it is. So I guess it all depends on which school district you're in, because they're not supposed to go, you know, I don't think they can go to school in July.
Well, no, maybe that's going to be state by state, because I know when I was working in the Midwest, that the kids would go to school weeks before Labor Day and get out earlier. And what they did was they would have the Christmas break, which nobody is going to mess with. No one's ever going to mess with the Christmas break. And it would maybe be a little longer. No February school vacation. And then they would have similar to what a lot of colleges do. Have a spring break,
spring
like
break,
first week.
Right, and we still have their April vacation
as well.
It is going to pose a challenge. I mean, we haven't even, with this crazy weather, we haven't even really gotten into the winter season yet. So I think it's something people need to be discussing now to think about it. And, you know, I mean, everyone has their opinion on exactly what works best.
I don't know if maybe going to school on Saturdays, but then, you know, you get into the whole thing later in the year if they get you to go to school on a Saturday, a day that they don't normally heat the school. We all know with the problems of, you know, budgets in towns, they can't afford it.
Right, right.
So I don't know where where I come down on that.
Yeah, it is a challenge. And, of course, today is beautiful.
So. Yeah, no, it's weird that we're talking about it today on a beautiful day. You know what you do? You open up the windows today and turn off the heat and have a good one.
Well, it's funny because sometimes, like, I feel like my husband and I said we were a little bit confused and dazed and how to handle the power outage, and we were a little bit out of sorts, kind of like lost, like, okay, what do we do next? Where do we go? Where do we, you know, have our food? Because that's another thing when you're, you don't have power. And we didn't have a generator. There's, you know, a lot of folks, you know, who did have, like, say, a generator could cook on, like, a hot pot or something, or, you know, battery, you know, something, but we had nothing. So we were going out to dinner practically every night. So that was a challenge.
There's and a lot of people that you say were out for a bunch of days, even if they were lucky enough to get a hotel that they could afford, they came home to most of the stuff in the refrigerator and freezer all spoiled, and God forbid you'd just done your big food order, right?
Thank goodness I did not go grocery shopping, but I still had a lot of food items, and, you know, thank goodness for the kindness of neighbors and friends in our town, because we took all of our frozen food items out of our refrigerator and put it into their refrigerator.
Well, listen, Anne-Marie, I'm glad that everybody made it through well. If people want to find out more about what the Trendy Mommy is up to, it's easy. TrendyMommy.com.
That's right.
That's the place to be. We got so much. We'll get back to our regular schedule, I hope, next week. Things will
iron out finally. Thank you.
And we'll get back to it because, we got the holidays coming up. How are we going to get through the holidays without our Trendy Mommy?
Absolutely. I have some good tips.
All right. We'll talk next week. Okay?
I think.
All right. Anne-Marie Selden, our Trendy Mommy on 980 WCAP. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and we'll talk a little economic development with George DeLuca that we recorded from earlier today right here on 980 WCAP.